In today's show, Bitcoin steals $47,000 from the bears as this critical Bitcoin price resistance crumbles. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Rec Capital, Pentoshi, and on-chain analyst William Clemente. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin finally made the golden cross today. That's right, let's freaking go. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing if the strong technicals are enough to bring the Bitcoin price to $100,000 in 2021, according to top crypto analysts. And as Dan Held shares here, every Bitcoin bull run had major dips, all a part of the journey to $100,000 plus. Also in today's show, the whole entire Bitcoin ecosystem is flashing signs of bullishness, according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu, quoting him right here. Retail drives macro cycles. When retail stack their satoshis at an increased rate, like they are doing right now, it's the fundamentals saying we're in the middle of a bull market. I repeat, the middle of a bull market. Traders were in disbelief just 2 months ago when this data was shown. Also in today's show, breaking news, Fidelity urges the SEC to approve a Bitcoin ETF. They say the Bitcoin market has matured. That's right. As you can see in this headline, Fidelity lobbies the SEC to approve a Bitcoin ETF in a private meeting behind closed doors. I'll be breaking down all the details you need to know and why this is so bullish for Bitcoin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, it's all going down this Wednesday, September 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time ever, Tika Tiwari will release the details of his brand new Hyperboom portfolio. That's right. The name of this live event is called the Catch Up Coin Hyperboom. An unprecedented event is about to trigger a hyperboom in these six catch-up coins, which could bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life you want in as little as 10 months. And to register an RSVP for this live event, go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A, .cryptonewsalerts.net. And check this out, just $1,000 invested into Tika's past catch-up coins when he recommended them would have yielded you results from $27,000 all the way to $484,000. So go ahead and register today. Visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. And I look forward to seeing you there. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot going on in the crypto market today, so let's break it down. Bitcoin tentatively reclaimed $47,000 this morning on Wednesday in a move that analysts believe should open up the path to $50,000. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin holding the $47,000 mark this morning on Wednesday, and this being a crucial flip for bullish continuation. The level had seen fierce defense by the whales the day before, but the bulls ultimately won the upper hand, lifting Bitcoin out of the multi-day descending channel. Even a dip towards 46,000 failed to materialize, reinforcing the more optimistic case for the short-term Bitcoin price action. And as crypto analyst Rec Capital shares here, there's the 4 hour candle close for Bitcoin. If a dip occurs to 46,100 from this point, it will likely be a retest opportunity to confirm a breakout from Bitcoin's current market structure. And the relative strength follows a golden cross event on Bitcoin amid record low exchange balances and an implied supply squeeze, as you can see here in this chart brought to you by CryptoQuant. This was all the more apparent from the daily chart, which, as popular trader Pentoshi noticed, produced a bullish engulfing candle that wiped out 6 days of sideways action. Checking out his tweet here. It's okay. Bitcoin now with the golden cross, a bullish engulfing candle that engulfed 6 days of bearish bottom sellers on, dare I say, increased volume. And as pointed out right here, Bitcoin finally made the golden cross today, which is massively bullish for the Bitcoin price action. If you're pretty excited, make some noise in the live chat. And checking out the latest from on-chain analyst William Clemente, he shares, back above the 200-day moving average, now facing a bit of resistance at Monday's high / September's monthly open between 47,000 and 47,150. If those levels are indeed broken, could see a pretty swift move up to August's high at $50,500. And a look at the buy and sell levels on major exchange Binance confirmed that resistance now lays higher up above the $49,000 level, with clear support likewise several thousand dollars below the spot price. And support lines up with existing predictions for the minimum monthly close in September, this being $43,000 according to Plan B as the worst case scenario, just FYI. October, by contrast, demands a minimum 63 $3,000 monthly close. Once again, worst case scenario, and a close to a new all-time high for Bitcoin. And as you can see here, the Bitcoin buy and sell levels on the largest exchange in the world, Binance, as of this morning, September 15th. And before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss our strong technicals enough to bring the Bitcoin price to $100,000 in 2021, as well as a whole Bitcoin ecosystem is currently flashing signs of bullishness, according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu, as well as breaking news, Fidelity urges the SEC to approve a Bitcoin ETF. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, most major altcoins are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up 2%, trading just above $47,400. We have Ethereum up 2%, trading just above $3,400. Cardano ADA up 2.6%, trading at $2.45. Binance Coin up 4%, trading at $423. And Chainlink up 11%, trading at $30.56. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Last week, Standard Chartered came out and said they were unfazed by the recent volatility, and their analysts referred to Bitcoin's most recent plunge as being a false dip, while reiterating that a year-end target of six figures per Bitcoin is still quite achievable for the flagship crypto. The banking behemoth believes that Bitcoin will have hit $100,000 by late 2021 or early 2022, a move that will be accompanied by a huge spike in value of Ethereum as well. In fact, the research team pointed out that Ethereum is structurally valued at a year-end price point between $26,000 and $35,000 per ETH. However, in order for that to happen, Bitcoin must scale up to $175,000 per BTC. Let me know if you feel this is likely to happen before the end of this year or by early 2022. Now, here are the contributing factors to get a better idea of whether a year-end projection of $100,000 per Bitcoin is still feasible. Cointelegraph reached out to Ben Caselin, head of research and strategy at crypto exchange AAX, and he shared the following: I do expect $100,000 is still in play for Bitcoin this year. If anything, $100,000 would be underwhelming. In fact, if we follow Plan B stock the flow, we are still moving in the lower band, tracing worst case scenario prices, which stood at $47,000 last month, $43,000 in September, and no less than $135,000 by the end of the year. Also like to point out, his best case scenario is $450,000 for the king of all crypto before the end of this year. Just saying. He also added that when it comes to Bitcoin, there is more value in looking at the on-chain data rather than price technicals alone, as it allows the users to gain more of a high-resolution view of what's actually happening across the network in real time. And similarly, Tommy Schreiner, senior research analyst at crypto data provider The Tie, told Cointelegraph that there is still a healthy chance that Bitcoin can reach six figures by the close of 2021. And quoting him here, $100,000 seems as ridiculous perhaps as $50,000 did last year, but there are factors in play that don't completely outrule that scenario. The recent pullback was mostly a de-levering of the market, as a large percentage of leverage open interest got wiped out and effectively reset all the bullish traders who were going YOLO. And then we have Nick Spanos, the co-founder of Zap Protocol. He believes that El Salvador's recent acceptance of Bitcoin as legal tender has the digital currency well on its way to hitting the $100,000 mark before the end of this year. Ether is also looking to hit $10,000 by then. He said, I agree. I feel if Bitcoin can crush $100,000, which we're likely to do, I feel Ethereum could at least climb to a minimal of $10,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. Now, quoting Lennox Lai, financial markets director at crypto exchange OKEX, I think we can see a short-term correction considering the loom on upcoming tapering from the U.S. Bitcoin is still very sensitive to the global money supply. Yet at the same time, the crypto is becoming a legitimate alternate asset class, and everyone is looking for certain portions of asset allocation. Now, Lai did concede that if in the near to mid future, even if 1% of the world's total wealth were to flow into Bitcoin, then the price target of $100,000 per BTC could quite easily be attained. And similarly, for Igneous Taranis, head of communications at crypto exchange Bybit, the most compelling case for Bitcoin's price reaching six figures this year remains the approval of a Bitcoin exchange traded fund, better known as an ETF in the United States, which in his opinion will help open up the Bitcoin market to new participants, such as retirement funds and wealth management products. It's also important to point out, in spite of recent volatility, Bitcoin fundamentals seem to be quite strong at the moment. In this regard, Charles Edwards, creator of one of the world's most well-known Bitcoin metrics, the hash ribbons, recently claimed that as long as the flagship crypto is able to hover above the all-important $42,000 resistance zone, it will continue to remain in the green. And late last year, Edwards predicted that by the end of 2021, Bitcoin could be looking at a price target between $100,000 and $200,000. He said he would be shocked if Bitcoin didn't hit $50,000 in 2021, a projection that came true after the currency reached its all-time high of around $64,800 earlier this year. I also like to point out that Tika Tiwari, the one hosting this live event going down this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, also predicted between a $60,000 and $70,000 Bitcoin price last year. And lo and behold, we hit right in the middle of roughly about $65,000. And looking ahead, when compared with previous events, the monetary effects of the 2020 halving have been quite tame up until now, with Bitcoin having only experienced a 4x increase in its value. In comparison, we can see that in the years following the 2012 and 2016 halvings, Bitcoin value rose by 55x and 15x respectively, thereby suggesting that a move to 100,000 could still be possible. That's right. How many believe that Bitcoin is destined to reach a minimal of six figures before the end of this year? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And as Dan Hell points out right here, every Bitcoin bull run had major dips, all a part of the journey to $100,000 plus. He ain't telling no lies. And before I break down our next story of the day, whole Bitcoin ecosystem is flashing signs of bullishness, according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu, as well as breaking news of Fidelity urging the SEC to approve a Bitcoin ETF. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.1 trillion with $107 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.8%, with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Phantom leading the pack up 18%, trading at $1.45. Hedera Hashgraph up 17% for the day and a whopping 104% for the week, trading at about 55 cents. And Chainlink, let's go, missing link of the blockchain, up almost 12% for the day, trading just under $31. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Top on-chain analyst Willy Wu, shout out to Willy, says the entire ecosystem of Bitcoin buyers is telling him that Bitcoin market remains largely bullish. In a new tweet storm, Wu informs his 723,000 followers that he sees an immense distribution phase playing out in Bitcoin. And quoting the on-chain analyst here, Bitcoin continues to distribute coins evenly. Publicly held and retail entities continue to gain more control of the supply, while whales are reducing their control, as you can see here in this chart. And according to Willy Wu, the even distribution of Bitcoin supply is good for the long-term health of Bitcoin as it promotes decentralization. Remember that the gold standard failed as a monetary standard due to centralization of the supply. The on-chain analyst also highlights that retail traders or entities holding less than 10 BTC are powering the current phase of the Bitcoin bull market. Quoting him again here, retail drives macro cycles. When retail stack their Satoshis at an increased rate like they are doing right now, it's the fundamental saying we're in the middle of a bull market. I repeat, the middle of a bull market. Traders were in disbelief 2 months ago when this data was first shown. As you can see here, the Bitcoin supply distribution by participants. And additionally, Willy Wu says that whales or entities holding at least 1,000 BTC are also continuing to purchase the leading crypto. He shares, whales think coins are cheap right now. Whales are opportunists. They're in a decade-long diversification plan, selling into every bull market, haven't made their money, but they do take the opportunity to buy when they see a strong rally ahead, like right now. And finally, Wu notes the public corporations also in the midst of accumulating Bitcoin, while the Bitcoin supply on crypto exchanges continues to dwindle, as he shares here. Publicly held coins show bullishness. Corporates are long-term holds. They are increasing. Speculative inventories at exchanges are depleting as long-term buyers step in. That's right. We have people like Michael Saylor of MicroStrategy, who just purchased an additional 5,000 BTC. They're continuing to hodl. And as I always say, follow the money and watch what they do. Don't listen to what they say. And before I break down our final break-in story of the day, Fidelity urges the SEC to approve a Bitcoin ETF. And I break down all the juicy details as well as what this will likely mean for the Bitcoin market. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. crypto.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help me get to 50,000 subs. All right, now let's break down our final breaking story of the day. Multinational financial services firm Fidelity Investments has pressed the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to approve its Bitcoin exchange traded fund, better known as an ETF. Now, this is a pretty big deal considering that Fidelity is one of the largest asset managers in the world, who currently control over $2.3 trillion in assets under management. This private meeting was held on September 8th among Fidelity Digital Assets President Tom Jessup, six of the firm's executives, and several SEC officials. The finance executives laid out a number of reasons why the regulator should approve the investment product. These include increased demand for digital assets and related products, the prevalence of similar funds in other countries, and the rise of Bitcoin adoption. A Fidelity presentation for the meeting outlining the benefits of a Bitcoin product stated the global developed market regulators have approved Bitcoin exchange-traded products, ETPs, in Canada, Germany, Switzerland, and Sweden in response to SEC Chairman Gary Gensler's comments last month on the possibility of reviewing only Bitcoin futures products. Fidelity argued that strict adherence to either a 1933 law allowing stock exchanges to list the products or allowing futures-only products was no longer necessary because the market has matured. It also argued that the market has already reached significant size and has deep liquidity as defined by the SEC's own standards. Now, Fidelity filed for a Bitcoin ETP called the Wise Origin Bitcoin Trust back in March of 2021, and more than 20 similar applications from other firms have been made since, yet the regulators continue to procrastinate. Why do you think they're doing so? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments. Now, the Bitwise Bitcoin Strategy ETF is the latest to be lodged in the SEC's lengthening application queue following a file on Tuesday, and Fidelity Digital Assets continues to expand its operations despite regulatory red tape. The firm plans to increase its crypto asset employee numbers by up to 70% by the end of the year, according to Bloomberg. The SEC is doing things at its own lethargic pace, having postponed VanEck's proposed Bitcoin ETF for the third time this year on the same day as the meeting with Fidelity, delaying the decision date until November 14th. That's right, and checking out some of the responses right here. Fidelity CEO Abigail Johnson is a long-term Bitcoin supporter. She even had Fidelity mining Bitcoin as early as 2017. Let's go, Abigail Johnson and the Bitcoin ETF. Do you feel this is likely to be approved by Fidelity, considering they just had a private meeting with the SEC behind closed doors? This is a pretty big deal, considering if a Bitcoin ETF gets approved in the United States, it's a game changer. It will give the green light for mass institutional adoption. The floodgates will open, and this could send the Bitcoin price soaring to multiple six figures. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin steals $47,000 from the bears as this critical Bitcoin price resistance crumbles. Also in today's show, we discuss, are the strong technicals enough to bring the Bitcoin price to six figures in 2021? Also in today's show, we discuss the whole Bitcoin ecosystem flashing signs of bullishness, according to on-chain analyst Willy Wu. Also in today's show, we discuss breaking news, Fidelity urging the SEC to approve a Bitcoin ETF. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Katie Lux wrote, thanks JV, always rocking the crypto scene with the best news roundup on the interweb. One love, peace. I appreciate the continued support as always, Katie. You're the greatest. One love. This next featured comment comes from Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. Hi JV, enjoyed your show today, and once again full of information and your intelligent insights. The chat family are getting strong, making money, because that is why we are here. Take care. God bless you and yours. God bless you and your fam. Pokemon, I appreciate you and much love. And the third and final featured comment comes from Nate, who wrote, great show once again. Excited for the implications of Walmart accepting Bitcoin in El Salvador. Imagine Walmart sees firsthand the savings of those Visa/Amex charges replaced by effectively zero such charges with Bitcoin. They'll all want to do the same everywhere, the same with McDonald's and so on. The train is leaving the station. Go Bitcoin. That's right. Bullish as what? Now is the time, fam. Thanks for supporting the show and to be featured in tomorrow's episode. Be sure to drop me a comment right down below. It's all going down this Wednesday, September 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time ever, Tika Tiwari will release the details of his brand new Hyperboom portfolio. That's right. The name of this live event is called the Catch Up Coin Hyperboom. An unprecedented event is about to trigger a hyperboom in these six catch-up coins, which could bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life you want in as little as 10 months. And to register and RSVP for this live event, go ahead and visit tika.cryptonews.com. CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A, CryptoNewsAlerts.net. And check this out. Just $1,000 invested into Tika's past catch-up coins when he recommended them would have yielded you results from $27,000 all the way to $484,000. So go ahead and register today. Visit Tika.CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's Tika.CryptoNewsAlerts.net. And I look forward to seeing you there.